No one knows how many civilizations must rise and fall before the end of the historic process on earth. But I can assure you that when it does come to its end, the consummation will be Jesus Christ, the Passion Man. But no one knows how many convulsions will take place in this world before that end. But it will all be consummated in Jesus Christ, the Passion Man. Now tonight I want to share with you what I have experienced. I want to share with you what I've been sent to tell you, and tell you I must and will. When we are taught in Scripture that he who now is called Jesus Christ is here only for one purpose, and that is to fulfill Scripture. Not to change government, not to get involved. He leaves everything as he finds it. He's only telling of a pattern that must be fulfilled in the individual to bring this historic process to an end within him. The Scripture must be fulfilled in me. Now the only Scripture spoken of is the Old Testament. The New was not written. So he's only speaking of the Old. Now we go back to the Old. And here we read, all the people of Israel came to David. And they said to him, we are your bones and your flesh. And the Lord said to you, you will be. Bear the tent. You will be the shepherd over my people Israel. I have made a covenant with you that is everlasting. But you will be the shepherd over my people Israel. And you will be their prince forever. You'll read that in the 2 Samuel 5th chapter. It's also repeated in the book of Kings and also Chronicles. But the 2nd chapter, the 2nd book of Samuel, the 5th chapter, will give it to you. Now comes the thought of David as he's leaving the world. And these are the last words of David. And the Spirit of the Lord speaks by me, and his word is upon my tongue. Now here is David speaking. His word is upon my tongue. He speaks by me. Now we turn to the New Testament, which is the interpretation of the Old. He is not called David. He is called, in the New Testament, the Christ. And in the New Testament, in the 14th chapter of John, he makes the statement, the words that you hear are not mine, but the Father who sent me. And the Father is the Spirit. The identical thought is conveyed in that statement. prior to this claim that he makes, he said, the day is coming. It hasn't yet come. The day is coming when you will know that I am in the Father and the Father in me, and that I am in you. That day is coming. Then he goes on to say, I will manifest myself to you. Then Judas, not Iscariot, but a Judas. It doesn't say who Judas is. And he said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And he replied, he who keeps my commandments, my Father loves, and I love, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who has my commandments and keeps them. Well, what are his commandments? Remember, he cannot say anything that is not in the Old Testament. He's only come to fulfill God's word, which is in the Old Testament. He reduces 613 commandments to two. For the rabbis have taken the Old Testament and they've discovered 613 commandments. 365 are negative. 248 are positive. 613. He reduces them to two, which you will find in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and you'll find in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And this is what he said to the one who said to him concerning the commandments. They asked him, what is the greatest commandment? He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. That's the greatest. And one that is equal to it is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Now the Christian believes that's an original one in the New Testament. It's taken from Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the 18th verse. For he's only going to fulfill Scripture. So he takes 613 commandments and reduces them to two. If you hear these two and abide by them, I will manifest myself to you. And my Father and I will love you. And we will come and make our home with you. But what is the first one? There is only one causation. I kill, I make alive. I wound, I heal. I create the light, I form the darkness. I make the wheel, I form the woe. And there is no other God beside me. Never forget it. There's only one creative power. And I'll tell you who he is, your own wonderful human imagination. God became as we are, that we may be as he is. He allows us all the liberty in the world to create real or woe, darkness or light, to murder or to give life. It's the same power. There aren't two creative powers in the world. That's the first commandment. And the second is equal to the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because your neighbor is yourself pushed out. There is nothing in this world but God. And God is your own wonderful human imagination. And everything in this world is God pushed out, bearing witness to an activity that is taking place within us, of which we may be totally unaware. But it bears witness to what is taking place within us. So said he, I will come and manifest myself to those who abide by my commandments, and he reduces the commandments to two. Do you really believe in that first confession of faith? It's called the Shema. Israel's confession of faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. There is no room for a devil. There is no room for a Satan. There is no room for any power in this world outside of God. All these are negations. So the 365 commandments that are negative, 248 positive, all reduced to two. And the two are so simply stated, to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And love your neighbor as yourself, regardless of the pigment of his skin, regardless of his tongue, regardless of his background, he is yourself pushed out. So whatever you are doing to him, you're only doing to self. The whole vast world is the individual, pardon me, pushed out to bear witness to the activity taking place within him. Now listen to these words carefully. This is now from Peter's first epistle, his fifth chapter. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading glory of the crown. You will actually obtain this unfading crown. And it's a crown of glory, and in Scripture, glory is identified with God. You become God when the chief shepherd is manifested. In the Old Testament, the only shepherd spoken of is David. That is David. When he makes himself manifest to you, he reveals you as God the Father. For God became you, that you may become God. But you will not know, not in eternity, that you are God, until that chief shepherd is manifested to you, who reveals you as his Father. And his Father is God, and he is the Son. So I am telling you what I know from experience. It is not written in any book that I've ever read. It's not recorded in any place where I have ever encountered it. I've never heard it from another man. But I have been sent to tell you what I have experienced. When the risen Lord embraced me and sent me, and the words were down with the blue bloods, meaning protocol, church protocol, all these extraneous things that keeps from man the truth that God will reveal to man. All ceremonies, all rituals, all these things that hide the truth from man. And then it was revealed within me through actual experience. And I cannot restrain my word. I must tell it to you. Should I go tonight, at least you have a record right now, you'll at least hear of moving, and you have a record of what I actually have experienced. He can only fulfill Scripture, and Scripture is the Old Testament. So every word spoken of him that is real, go back. So they think something new came when he said, I give you a commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go back into the 19th chapter of the book of Leviticus, the 18th verse. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the command. Go back to the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy. Name the greatest of all the commandments. And he names that 6th chapter, the 4th and 5th verses. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. By him all things are made, and without him was not anything made that was made. There is nothing but the one Creator, good, bad, or indifferent. So here, he sends himself into the world, awakening men. And I cannot tell you how many civilizations must rise and fall. We think that we are permanent forever. England thought that. Russia thinks that. Greece thought it. Rome thought it. Egypt thought it. The ancient world thought it. And they have come and gone. And they will rise.